that dwells on the inside of us, and certainly, amen, is prayerfully on the inside of each and every one of you. We thank God for the opportunity this morning to share with God's people. I know it's cold outside.
Amen. Yeah, yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
It's real cold outside.
That's right.
Amen. But nevertheless, I thank God that we on the inside. Amen. And we don't have to endure those elements right now. Isn't it good to know that all we got to do is go to the wall?
Yeah, yeah,
I like
yeah,
this
yeah.
one, y'all.
Yeah.
All we got to do is go to the wall.
Turn it. Mm-hmm.
And we can turn it up. Oh, Lord, let's give us a little bit more warmth.
Come on, Reverend.
Isn't it good? My good. You know, back in the day, they had to go out and chop the wood, bring the wood back in, and fan it so that fire can start.
Yep, yep.
I remember when we were younger at a house, younger on Moffitt.
Yeah.
Amen. And we had one of them old space heaters that was inside the wall. It had little bricks on it that would stay hot. I mean, they would get hot. I remember one time me and my not so smart self, me and my cousins, my granddaddy got us some raincoats. And it was so cold outside, Nana. And we all put our raincoats on. They were kind of thick, but we decided to go and get it in front of the space heater with these raincoats. That wasn't a good idea.
No.
All of a sudden, we was like, something burning. Y'all smell something burning. Look back, it's our raincoats. Boy. He was mad, too. Boy. Lord, he was mad. But I thank God today for provision. Somebody say, thank God for provision.
Thank God for provision.
Amen. God will provide. Amen. And it's my hope and prayer to encourage your hearts today. Amen. This is the first Sunday of a brand new year. Amen. And certainly we want to set the tone. Amen. For the remainder of the year. Amen. It's my hope and prayer. Amen. By this same date next year. Amen. That we be a people of advancement. That we be a people that can look back over 2022 and say, my God, look what the Lord did for us. I'm looking in 2022 to visit some brand new homes. Yes, I am. I'm looking to visit some brand new. Y'all missed that one. You missed an opportunity to praise Him. I'm looking for the opportunity to visit some brand new homes. I'm looking for the opportunity, my God, to see that tide check come in on some of them business ventures. I'm looking for, oh my God, my expectations are up here for you. I can't wait for Keith to come in and say, Pastor, I'm the realtor of the year. Oh, come on, son. It can be done. Oh, look at you, the agent of the year. Come on, y'all. Claim that thing right now. Oh, glory to His name. My God, help us this morning. Listen, this is a year of expectation. Yeah, we got to be strong so we can do these exploits. I don't know who watching online today, and you may be watching later on today, but listen, what are you expecting God to do for you this year? My God, raise your level of expectation. Don't you want God to do anything for you? You don't have to wallow in your pity. Get out that pity party. My God, God is ready to do something for us in 2022. Too much to do in 2022. My God, help us today. Oh, come on, somebody.
Watch yourself.
Amen. Go to the word. Let's get in this thing so we can, amen, mosey on along.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter and the 19th verse. Isaiah 43 and 19. And I tried to, amen, I said I was going to apologize because, amen, Friday night, amen, I wanted to get that word out, but the Holy Spirit was trying to go another way. He was trying to go a way of prayer. And I said, okay, God, let me get back into this thing. And I had to repent before God because, amen, you know how it is. Sometimes you get overly excited and then you want to do something. And amen. But the word of the Lord is for the people of God. Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isaiah 43 and 19, when you have it, let me know by saying amen. Y'all can stay sitting down because I know, amen, it's cold and I want you to stay in your nice warm spots. Amen. I'm a little jealous of those who didn't get out their bed and drive over here because I guarantee you they up under the covers watching us right now. They up under the covers watching somebody. Listen, if Ashley had to get up, y'all should have got up because she sure didn't want to get up this morning. Come on, would you agree with me that you didn't want to get up out there? It was cold. Amen. It was warm under them covers. I know it was. But I thank God for your press. And
yes,
listen,
sir.
There is a blessing in your pressing. Isaiah 43 and 19. Amen. Let me know why, if you're happy by saying amen. Amen. Isaiah is now speaking to the children of Israel and Judah. And he is telling them, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Somebody should have gotten happy right there. He said, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness. Did y'all hear that? He said, I'm going to make a way in the... I want you to get the wilderness in your mind. What do you think the wilderness is? But he said, I'm going to make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Ain't no rivers in the desert. But God said he's going to do it. Amen. I want to talk to you from this thought today. I'm still coming from unload to reload. But this installment says, this is your life. This is your life.
Come on, say it one more time. Yes,
this
sir.
Is your life.
Yes, sir.
It's
yes, sir.
Your life.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
So many people, we depend on other people to give unto our life, and we don't care about our own. Oh, my God, help us today. We got some folk who don't even want to live their own life. Some people still, my God, they still riding on coattails. But this is your life. I was thinking about over the past few weeks how God has let us know, amen, that we have to be strong and do exploits. He told us that in 2022 it's going to be a time to flex. He even told us, he said, listen, if you go flex, you're going to have to unload some stuff that you've been carrying, the burdens and the cares that you've been carrying. You're going to have to unload them.
Right.
And then a few weeks ago, he said, listen, if you have you not known, have you not heard the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the world, fainted not and neither is weary. There is no searching for his understanding. The Bible lets us know that he gave power to those that were faint. And them that had no might, he increased their strength. Amen. He said, even the youth shall faint and get weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. But then he let us know if we would just wait on the Lord, that he would renew our strength.
Yeah.
And as I begin to think about that, my brothers and sisters, then I begin to think about David. When David said, Lord, created me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. He said, cast me not away from thy presence. He said, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. He said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation.
That's it,
man. My God, as we enter into 2022, you know, I don't know about you all, but amen, at the close out of a year, I always go into self-retrospect. Start looking back over the year that was. And I was like, okay, how am I going to grade myself this year? And if you would take a few moments, just grade yourself on this year. You know, a lot of people set out goals that they have and they want to accomplish those goals. Did you accomplish any of your goals this year? I begin to compare myself now to other pastors and preachers. The ones that's been pastoring for 20 plus and 10 and 5. And I begin to look at where they were and I begin to kind of almost, the enemy almost had me, Sister Natalie. He almost had me, Brother Keith, because I got a little discouraged. I'm like, well, you know, I've been in this thing 15 months. Should I be further along? And the Lord said, boy, you right where I want you. You right where I want you.
Come on.
And I began to say, well, Lord, can you just give me an encouragement? He said, listen. He said, I put you out there because there's so many pastors and preachers out there that's concerned about the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but I can trust you because you're concerned about somebody's soul. He said, you can care less about certain things. I had a friend of mine last week, Brother Octavius. He sent me a picture of a brand new Mercedes. And I was like, oh, that's nice. I just don't get excited about that kind of stuff. But if he'd have called me and said, say, man, we had a good time at church last night and full folk got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, I probably would have, boy, look at here. I probably would have said, man, let's do another revival. That's the kind of stuff that excites me.
Yeah.
So God said, I can trust you with the soul of people, because the thing is, what would it profit us to gain the whole world and lose our soul?
Trust me, I'm praying for your prosperity in 2022. Because I'm praying for my prosperity. And now we in that season where we've been toiling and we've been and my God, and now God is saying, I'm not just saying this to be saying this to make it sound good, to tickle your fancy. The devil's a lie. I ain't trying to tickle your fancy. I'm letting you know, when I come out that prayer room, my God, God said, I'm going to bless them people. He said, because listen, you all are the foundation of the Living Hope Worship Center. And God is building up upon us. And he said, I have to show my people. He said, I got to show people. Don't you know, y'all, you are living testimonies?
Yeah, we are.
You're living testimonies. And so now we have to understand that we can't. I had to realize I couldn't be caught up in my emotions and my ego. But you know, I can have an ego if I really wanted one. Just because it's made up a little bit, because it ain't real. But I was thinking about it and I said, okay, God, what would you have me to say to your people? He said, encourage your people to let them know this is their life. This is your life. And so many times, what are we really here for? Have you ever thought about it, your real true purpose in life? What are we really here for? This is your life. As you go into 2022, first of all, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Seek the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness.
Amen.
And he said, if you do just that,
right.
Then everything that you need, I'm going to add it unto you. Well, God, what is seeking your kingdom? Now, this is the hard part, because now we don't really want to seek the kingdom. We want the benefits of the kingdom,
right.
But we don't want to seek the kingdom.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell y'all this, young or old, we all have to seek the kingdom. My God, help us. And so now, as I was looking at this, first of all, you have to be concerned about your soul. I don't care what you possess. You can get $1 trillion, but I promise you, while you on your way to the bank to get your $1 trillion, if a truck hits you, guess what? You just bankrupt.
See?
So we need God in our life. We need to be concerned about our soul.
Come on.
Young or old, John said, I saw small and great standing before God. Are we really concerned about the souls of people? And that's what the Lord let us know. He let us know that we got to be concerned about the people that we come in contact with.
That's right.
We have to be concerned about their souls. And so now, when we look at this, what does life really mean to you? It's a very known fact that our existence today, there is one breath that can separate us from where we are now and where we will be throughout eternity.
Yeah.
Have you? It can be all over.
See?
The Bible says that one breath separates us from death. Have you ever thought about that your next breath could really be your last breath? I'm not trying to scare you or nothing, but that next breath could be the last one.
Come on.
When God breathed into us the breath of life and we became a living soul, our soul was designed to live forever. But he embodied the soul with this. Initially, it was supposed to be immortal. But amen, because of the sins of man, and all of a sudden we had to put on mortality. And so now we live a season. You know, initially we had 120 years to live, and then now we start acting a fool. Amen. This start going down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were doing the fool. I ain't playing. I wish I had time to tell you how foolish we was doing. But when God breathed into us and we became a living soul, now it's appointed unto us that our breath will be taken away from us on this side. And when you wake up, where will you breathe again? Have you ever thought about that? When you, the Bible says there was a rich man in the gospel according to St. Luke. He said there was a rich man.
Yeah.
This rich man, he fared well, lived sumptuously. Oh, when I look at that word sumptuously, that means this dude was high class living.
Well, right.
And the Bible says that he took rest. He said, my soul be at ease. He said, my bones are filled, and I can just rest. But the Bible says that the same night he made that statement, his soul was required of him. Oh, there it is. This man had built up so much wealth. As soon as he did it, he couldn't reap the benefits of it because his soul was required of him. And no doubt in my mind, the inheritors, they begin to go into squabbling. Because when he woke up, he lifted up his eyes in hell, in a place full of torment. And so now one breath separated him. This is your life. And I know, watch this, we need others. I need you in my life. I need you to be an encouragement. I need you to be a brother. I need you to be a friend. I need you to be a light. Every time you smile, man, it just gives me a little bit more strength. Every time I see you and listen, it just does me well, because it just lets me know that God has, he is still blessing his people.
That's right.
I remember, my God, I told Ashley, I was in the hospital one time. And boy, everybody was coming in. I was just getting stressed. I was just so stressed. Everybody coming in. I'm like, well, Ashley, as soon as Ashley come in, she just settle me down.
All right.
That's when I knew, Brother Keith, she was the one. Because boy, everybody else was coming in. My mouth was locked up. I just had a stroke. And boy, people coming in, they were getting up. Oh, I couldn't even talk while they was in there. But as soon as Ashley come in there, boy, that tongue just,
I didn't talk to her. Remember that? Yes, sir.
I knew who she was then.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, my God, help me today. And let me know that I needed her in my life.
That's right.
You know, it's a sad person to think they can do it all by themselves. Now I know this is your life, but you can't do it all by yourself. You just can't. You know, I know many of us, we try to do it by ourselves, but we just can't. I'm sorry, you can't do it alone. Even Jesus said, wait a minute, God, I can't do this by myself. Let me go get 12 more other people. He said, I'm going to go get me 12 homeboys. And we're going to go city to city, village to village, and we're going to show them how to do this thing. And that's what he did. And then all of a sudden, the party got bigger. Y'all think y'all being parties now. Boy, Jesus knew how to do a party.
Hey.
First party he went to, they ran out of wine.
Yeah.
Mama came to him and said, well, son,
is everybody
they don't have any wine left, you know. Now, this is Mama. He said, Mama, what they got to do with me?
Yeah.
She said, call one of them servants over. She said, whatever he say, do. Do it. Oh, now Jesus on the spot. Jesus had them go and fill up 12 big basins of water. He said, you know what? Take it to the head person at the party. He went there. He said, man, y'all saved the best for last. He said, now what really goes on is they'll use the best and then they'll come out with the cheap stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when I go in the grocery store, I look at it and I'm passing by the wine aisle. I know sometimes y'all stop. But as I pass by the wine aisles, you know, on the top shelf, man, them thing, folk buying that kind of, they spending that money on that.
Well,
man, that's up there. It sure is.
Top shelf, yes.
But I look at the bottom. You know what?
239.
Don't you drink that 239. Stomach be hurting in the morning. Boy, you better not at least go on the second shelf. Go to the 599. The 799.
Oh, man.
What? Hey, y'all seen Deirdre? He indisposed. He was at the bottom shelf. But Jesus brought he was able to give them. This is your life. And how do you want to live your life in 2022?
All right.
Come on, there you go. Be a top shelf.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to live high on the hog in 2022. Ain't nothing wrong with chitlins except that you cook them. Because I don't like chitlins, but I do like the steak. I like the, give me the pork loin or something. We don't have to eat low on the hog. Cut us some thick slices of bacon.
That's it.
Lord, help us today. So as we go through this year, we have to understand that God has chosen us, people of God. He has chosen us and he's conditioned us. And what I'm seeing now is people are serving God under condition. We're serving him. Oh, it's too cold outside. I can't come to church.
Well,
but if I can see Janice coming in here on crutches,
well,
I don't know what happened to her yet. But if I can see her coming in here on crutches, that let me know somebody got a relationship with her.
Well,
she realized this about her.
Yeah.
Y'all think she came to see me?
Nope.
No, she came to be amongst God's people and be in the presence of God. I just believe without a doubt in my mind that healing is on the way. We're going to be strong and do exploits.
Hey.
I don't know what happened. She could have been trying to chase somebody down and probably tripped, and we'll find out in a few minutes. But God needs us. We live in testimonies.
Here we are.
If you don't put your faith to work in 2022, don't blame us at the end of 2022 when God has blessed us and you looking like, what? How you was able to do that? How was you able to double your portfolio? I speak it right now. Speak it right now.
That's it.
How was you able to?
Come on.
Everybody else closing down shop.
Well,
how you able to build a business while everybody else closing?
Yeah. How you able to open more?
How you able to be on top of? How you make it to Hollywood?
Well,
and folk that's been in Hollywood for 20 years ain't even touched the screen yet.
Speak it.
Oh, come on. Oh, what you want out of 2022? I'm telling you now, it's some books in me.
Come on. Yes, sir.
It might be a movie out of me. I don't want to bother to hear. Yeah, come on now. Hold me to it. Watch this. You hit my next bullet point. We got to be accountable one to another. Listen. Hey, how you doing? Have you got this? Have you got that? Have you did this? Did you talk to 100 people? You can talk to some folk. Did you start the business? Listen, y'all can start a business too.
Yeah, you can.
You told me the other day, a 13-year-old. How old is that little girl?
13
years old. How much she made?
$6 million.
13 years old. When he told me that.
Well, I'm about to wrap this thing up.
If a 13-year-old can make $6 million a year.
Yes, sir.
Now, I told you, I'm not concerned about the dollar. Concerned about the soul. But I need to know.
Therefore.
Brother Keith, I need to know. Girl, what you doing?
Right.
You know, it's some folk that's full of pride and they in all into themselves. They won't even listen to the 13. That little girl, I will sit at her feet right now and say, little girl, you want some milk and cookies? And I'll give her some milk and cookies. And I'm going to say, little girl, what did you do?
Come on.
And we have to be accountable one to another. And then we have to be open to listening to one another.
Right.
You know, I don't know it all. I'm letting you know now, I don't. I wish I did, Lord, I do. But I don't. I don't know. Even the wisest man that ever lived, Solomon, he got advice from his own mama. His mama gave him advice on how to choose a woman.
Mm.
She said, listen, let me show you a virtuous woman. That's what his mama took. He was it's a very known fact that he was one of the wisest men to ever live. But he still got advice from his mama.
Right.
And so now, my brothers and sisters, this is your life. You know, they used to have a TV show. They called it This Is Your Life. And they would look at your life in retrospect. And they would say, this is all that you did. This is all that you accomplished in your life. And you can look back over your life and you can see what you did. But in 2022, right now, you can look forward.
Mm.
You can look beyond and say, you know what? I'm going to do this in 2022.
Yeah.
And I was looking at this, y'all, and I said, Lord, help us. Because he said, the last days, I'm going to pour my spirit upon all flesh. He said, your sons and daughters, they're going to prophesy. And as I was looking at this, people of God, I said, God, are you really pouring out your spirit on us? Don't you know there is a level of anointing that's coming down upon us, people of God, that we have to be prepared to receive?
Right.
Are your cups really available for God to pour into? I found out that there are people that have stopped the pouring in their life. They've allowed relationships to have God stop the pouring in. But God said, I want to pour out my spirit. And so if we want God to really pour out our spirit, we have to be available. So many people, you are bound by the clock and you say you don't have time. It's time for us to really manage our time.
Yes, sir.
This is about you. This is your life. And God can walk us through our successes in life if we would seek him first. Thought about it this morning as I was praying, and I said, Lord, sometimes I look at my life and I just don't understand. I said, Lord, I said, you got to really help me. Sometimes I get confused. Well, which way do I go? And all of a sudden he said, your life is like a crossword puzzle.
Have you ever sat down and did a crossword puzzle?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever sat down and did a word search?
Yeah.
You know, all the letters in a word search don't necessarily connect.
That's
what
right.
you trying to find.
Come on.
Let me prove it to you. Pass these out to everybody. But I want you to just rather give everybody an pen. This is your life. I'm gonna show you how we all connected. Now, when you look at that, Brother Chris, that just looked like confusion, don't it? But watch this. You in the you in the midst of all that confusion. Turn the page over. I'm gonna show you something. Now, in this word search,
well,
your name is in there somewhere. Oh, we in the midst of all this confusion. Your name is in there. Now, Jackie, I didn't know you was going to be here today. Because I had to put your name in there too. But actually, your name is in the midst of all that confusion. And what we have to do with our life is find ourselves in the midst of some of this. Benita, I didn't know you, girl, if you're going to be here, but you can find your mama name. Tony, you in there. Cherie, you in there.
Watch yourself
now. Yeah. Have you ever had to deal with a word search?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, the thing is, what happens now is when we search our life and we're trying to figure it out. See, now watch this. Now, each one of us has a different approach to how we're going to figure this thing out. Now, your experience says, how are you going to figure this out? How are you would find every name on here? Your experience says, I can do this, right? Since now in your experience, it says, you know what? This is how I worked east before to be successful. And so while y'all looking at this word search, you again, look at all those letters. Now you know all those letters have nothing to do. You know, found your name already. Found Loretta. But you in there. Thank you, sir. You in the midst of all that. And sometimes life is like a puzzle. It's packed with senseless bits and pieces that don't appear to fit together.
Well,
that's how life is sometimes. And the thing is, the solution can shift from simple to complicated in an instant. See, Elder, he found his name. And then I said, look for Loretta. You still looking, ain't you? Oh, you see how the simple now became the complicated. Now watch this. Now, if we are full of so much pride and arrogance,
right,
then while he's searching, did I say y'all couldn't help one another? You can help somebody.
Huh?
And so if we all got together, if we all got together to solve the complexities in our life, then how successful could we all be? You know, some folk don't even depend. Oh, my God, help us today. You know, they tell us we have a crab mentality. We don't want somebody else to succeed.
Not here.
Oh, but we can be helpers one, two. Your name is how you found your name? Look for a J. Just find all the J's. I'm pretty sure. Your name in there. You find your name already? Them young guys. Listen, there it is again. Y'all better get with them young guys. Cherie, you better get with the young guys. See, like I said, get with them young guys.
Okay.
Them young guys are finding.
Yeah.
But watch this.
I think you left me.
Come here, bud. Your name in there. You say your name here.
Oh, no. Your name
in there. Now watch this. There are different puzzles in life that we have to try.
You find the answer key, cuz.
Oh, I already the answer key in my head. Give everybody one of those.
No, we don't need the answer key yet.
No, you ain't getting that one. You're going to find them names.
Okay.
But also, look at that puzzle that we got to try to figure out.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Now, when you turn that one over, it gives you some clues to try to figure. Don't you know that God would put people in your life that can help you along the way? We have the Word of God that can give us some insight to life. There is nothing new under the sun.
That's
it's
right.
Only new to you.
Yeah.
You know how many people done moved into new homes? You found your name? Now find my name. You found my name? I know Tanya found her name because he put her name up there first.
I said, Lord, come on.
See,
we can find, we can help one another. If you haven't found you, what you do, you go over there and say, where you find me at? Sometimes somebody else, my God, sometimes the other image, you can find somebody else. You can help somebody along the way. Life don't have to be as complex as we making it. Just like salvation. Don't you know folk making salvation so complicated? And that, you know what? Sometimes life dealing to you like that. I knew somebody, but I was waiting on somebody to say the letters are so small. But sometimes life is dealt with us, and it gives us a few obstacles. But don't you know, with a little help. Oh, look at somebody and say, I'm going to help you through this. I'm going to help you through 2022. Now, some of those answers to the crossword puzzle, you may not know just because. But let's do, now watch this. This crossword puzzle, if we can do it together, then we know that we can accomplish so much. I want you to use this. Put it in your house. Put it somewhere, laminate it, and put it in your house to let you know that you can figure life out. Let this be a token, and let this be a seal that you can figure. Go buy you a crossword puzzle. And that'll work them every day, don't she? She be working them crossword puzzles every day. You can figure this thing out. So many of us, we are caught up with our past, and it's hindering us. Me and brother, I'll take this. We got this thing now. We go to the old hood, and we see one from whence we came. Some of us, we've come from some difficult backgrounds. But you know what we did? We took the complexities of life, and we said, you know what, God, would you help us? You know, my eyes may not be the best. Thank God for the spectacles. But I'm telling you now, I'll ask God. On the back of that crossword puzzle, who is Tamara's son? Tamra's son, I'm sorry.
Hold on, before we get to that.
Joseph. Worship leader. Worship leader. You the worship leader. Pastor's armor bearer.
Right there.
That's another one. Chris. That's easy. See how we can help one another? Who that New Orleans Saints fan? We can help somebody. Willie, your name in there, we're just going to use your daddy. Y'all going to be one. But we can do this, people of God. I told you a few weeks ago, I said, get the number in your head that you want.
Yes, sir.
This is your life. And I'm telling y'all now, we are gearing up. They coming, y'all. They coming. And we are gearing up to be a support system to so many people. Not only to them that are coming, but to you that are here today. It may take you a moment to figure that crossword puzzle out. It may take you a moment to figure out the word search. But as long as God gives you the time to do it, you can do it. This is your life. This is your life, people of God. And watch this. There is nothing new up under the sun. And with that being said, that means somebody may have experienced what you are trying to do or what you're going through. And we have to be brotherly and sisterly enough to know that somebody else can help us along the way. God, in Isaiah, he said, behold, I do a new thing. And now it shall spring up. Shall you not? You gonna know what God is doing in your life. Many people are hungry for a new life. But they have been paralyzed by their past and unable to see the possibilities unfolding before them. Can you see it? You want to be a producer? Start producing. Even if it's short films, five-minute short films. Get your feet wet in it. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. Now watch this. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. God wants us. So while you're trying to figure out the things in the natural, figure them out in the spiritual too. And God needs us. There are people that are dying without God on their side. The harvest is ripe,
but the laborers are few. And God needs a people to be an example. He needs a people to be a light. And we are the light of the world. You in the thick of it. You right in there. All that confusion going on. And you able to pull out of it. You able to pull out of it all. You can pull out of it all. This is your life. Now we here to help one another along the way. And I thank God for each and every one of you. It's time for us to reload. We're in a position where we can reload. God can renew us. If you're weak this morning, if you're tired this morning, God will give you the strength that you need that you can make it another day.
Well,
and each and every day you ask God, God, give me the portion of strength for this day. Give me our daily bread. Don't you know food is your substance and it's your strength? That's what the daily bread is. It's also your provision. We need God. And as you can see in that word search and that crossword puzzle, there are some perplexities to life. But if we continue on with God, if we search and continue to seek, we'll find. Everybody standing on your feet this morning. I told God in 2022 we're going after souls. If you don't know the Lord today in a saving way, if you haven't asked for forgiveness or repentance, amen, I want you to come meet me right here. If you know you need God today in a saving way, if you haven't acknowledged Him as your personal Lord and Savior, meet me here today. You know, we allow COVID to hinder some processes. The Bible says we can lay hands on the sick and the sick recover. How many believe that today? Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm going to give you a few seconds. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your word today, God. Letting us know that this is our life. We have to be reminded, God, that this is our life. God, you gave us life, and then even Jesus came and said he came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. This morning on the first Sunday of this brand new year, God, I speak abundant living to the lives of your people. Yes, I know we're going to have some trials. I know we're going to have some obstacles. But God, I know that if we continue in you, God, you will abide faithful with us. And so, Father, as we go through this year, God, we know that you will never leave us. We know that you will never forsake us, God. We know that you will be with us even until the end of this year. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter who comes, and no matter who goes, God, we know that you will be with us. And so, Father, as we pray this morning as a body of believers, Father, we pray for those that will be joining us in 2022, God. God, we know that you have so much more for us to do, God. And so, Father, I pray that you would strengthen us, strengthen our resolve, God. God, help us to reload in our minds, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in each and every one of us, God, so that we can teach transgressors your ways, God. We thank you, God. We honor you this morning for your favor on our life today. And so, Father, it's in these and many other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Somebody agree with me by saying amen.
Will ever love and trust him in his presence daily. Surrender all to thee.
him a tray, took bread. And when he had taken, when he had given thanks, he break it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner, he also took the cup and he had supped, saying, "This cup is a new testament in my blood. This do often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For often as you drink, eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of our Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this caused many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you may not come together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Of your son Jesus. As often as we do this, we do it in remembrance of him. And so Father, I pray for everyone that's in the house today. God, I pray, God, that you would heal. God, that you would bring wholeness into our lives. We love you today, God. We thank you. I thank you for every person that's here today, God. I thank you for Ashley, God. I thank you for Nana and Deacon and Aunt Loretta. God, I thank you for Sister Natalie, Sister Jackie, Alyssa, everybody, Tanya, Janice, Brother Keith. I thank you for Brother Octavius, God, Brother Dedrick. I thank you for Sister Cherie, God, everybody. Hannah, God, I thank you for everybody, God. I ask that you will bless us all individually and bless us collectively on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you today. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Amen. Before we receive our offering today, amen, I want to encourage everyone, amen, to be ready. And what I mean by that, be ready to work in 2022.
Wow.
Amen. It's time. Amen. I know we can say that and we can put just put words. But no, it's time for action. And so, amen, be ready. Starting, you can go ahead and start going around. Amen. Amen. We do have electronic giving if you want to give. We do Cash App, Zelle, Giblify. You can text to give. Amen. Starting Tuesday, I'll be calling everybody. Make sure we have your address. Well, we'll do that next Sunday. We'll do addresses next Sunday. We're going to update our database with the addresses so I can send you out your statements for tax season. Amen. But on Tuesday, I'll be making phone calls to each one of you, amen, to just show you and ask you if you would like to operate in certain areas of ministry. Amen. It's time.
Amen.
I'm going to call you, brother. Yes, I'm going to call you for sure. Amen. I have to look at the calendar. I have the calendar already made out. But we have a full year. So, Janice, you can't be limping. You got to get ready to run.
Never get ready.
You got to get ready to run. Amen. But how many is ready to do more for God? And for real, how many is really ready to do more for God?
Yes, sir.
God need us. You know, with so many people that are lost. Me and Brother Chris were talking yesterday. There's just so many people that are truly. And when I say lost, y'all, think about it. It's just about your soul. Not anything else. Just about your soul. And so many people's souls are lost because people choose to deceive them. And so we have to be a light. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we ask you to bless the offering, everybody who gave, and everybody who wanted to give. Bless the sick and the homeless. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now, y'all look at this basket. Say, see, I'll see you when you get back. And when you come back, bring some friends with you in Jesus' name. Something. And I want to thank everybody for Friday night. We had a wonderful time. Amen. The winning couple.
Okay. I'm going to give an honor to God and to the pastor. We brought gifts for the winners, the first place and second place winners.
Oh, y'all did that.
We had a wonderful time New Year's Eve with these couples and married people that think they know each other.
They really don't.
It was so much fun. I'm looking forward to us doing that again next year. So you couples practice this year so you can know your mate better. Can we do another matrix? Nothing. Did I set up the mic? Oh, I'm sorry. Nothing. Okay, so I can't walk. So, okay, I'm presenting. the first place winner. Latonya. And my husband. So, my sister has the second place. Come on, Ashley. I was on my way to the hospital. Let me tell y'all, that prayer that you got sent, he's been discharged today.
Come on. Come on.
Yes. I was at the lowest that I've ever been this season, and I happened to drop in New Year's Eve. It brought me back. Because I was at a place, and I'm telling you, I was at a bad place. I'm not a big show-off or crier or something. I just had to let it go. You guys brought it out, and I felt so much better. You guys lifted me up like I've never been lifted before. So I had to stop by today while I was on my way to pick up my loved one. So, what do you do?